choice also. Many choices. So I want everybody to start praying in the Holy Ghost right now. Ambarabaka farabako sushuru kushatu kushandu kasiela bataviam randa kafa I barabako sushuru kushandu kushatu kushandu kushatu kushanda kasiya andala viala makala viala makafarabako farabako sushundu kushatu kushandu kasa ambataka fata kasa shundu kushatu kushundu kushatu kasiya kasa I barabako farabako sa. Hallelujah. As you pray in the Spirit, you get aligned. Everyone say, I'm aligning up. I'm getting a front-end alignment. Yeah. Ephesians chapter 1, please. Woohoo! In the kingdom of God is peace, joy, and righteousness, praying in the Holy Spirit. Glory. Praying what? In the Holy Spirit. Glory. Ephesians chapter 1. Oh, wow. Is everybody there? Verse 13. Ephesians 1:13. Let's speak it together. In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also having believed you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. In other words, after they accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, they went the other step and got baptized in the Holy Spirit. You were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, to the praise of his glory. Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. This is powerful. In other words, he said, after you trusted and you believed the word of salvation, then there was the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Everybody got it? In other words, they gained access to the spirit of wisdom and revelation, or what we might call the gift of wisdom and revelation, because they're distributed by the Spirit. So when he calls it the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation, it's actually a gift. Has everybody got it? It's a gift of wisdom. It's a gift of revelation. They go together by the Holy Spirit. In the knowledge of Christ's mysteries, it talks about. He says that you may be enlightened in the knowledge of the Christ's mysteries and understanding by illuminated sight or vision by what? Praying in the spiritual language of heaven in the Holy Spirit. These verses are so profound if you can see through the letters. If you can see through the letters, you will see there is a tremendous message here by God introducing us to the Holy Spirit. The promise, the gift that follows salvation to all those willing to receive. Now, I want to talk about the gift of revelation tonight. Because it is a gift. And Proverbs 29. Proverbs 29. Anything that the Holy Spirit gives you is a gift. Proverbs 29 and verse 18. Hallelujah. What's it say? Where there is no revelation, say it again. Where there is no revelation, where there is no revelation, revelation, where there is no revelation. In fact, the Word tells us in the Old Testament that during the time of Eli, there was no revelation. And everything was dry. It was deader than a doornail. The Spirit of God wasn't moving because there was no revelation. Nobody was willing to access revelation. Amen? Where there was no revelation, the people cast off the restraints of the flesh. There was no restraints. So the flesh now becomes more dominant. So understand that by revelation, there's something that happens that it strengthens your inner man. Because a revelation always reconnects you. Does everybody get it? Everyone say revelation reconnects me to the throne. Where there's no revelation, there's no connection. Then there's no restraints. Because then there's no fear of God. But happy is he who keeps the law. No revelation. What happens then? There's a drift of identity. Where there's no revelation, there's a drift of your identity. You begin to drift from who you are. And removal of restraints of the old man, the flesh. Then there's lack of power. Now again, I'm talking about the gift of revelation, not revelation gifts. Because there are 9 gifts of the Spirit, and 3 of them are called revelation gifts, which is the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, and discerning of spirits. Those are revelation gifts. But there is the gift of revelation that reveals everything. Everything. In fact, all the gifts lie up on the foundation of tongues. What is the gift of prophecy? It's the interpretation of tongues. Amen? And Acts chapter 1. Gift of revelation. Oh, glory. Acts 1. Acts chapter 1. In verse 8. Hallelujah. It's not like we've not been at this verse before. Or many of these verses. But you shall receive what? Power. Power to what? Dance? Power to lift cars? Bend steel? No, you shall receive power to overcome evil. What's the power for? Overcome evil. Amen. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria, and to where? The end of the earth. So when the Holy Spirit comes, you receive power. When you are baptized in the Holy Spirit, you have power to overcome evil. Now, that means where there's power, there's energy. You're a walking generator. Does everybody get it? But it only can be manifested by praying in the Spirit, in tongues. Amen? So to maintain this power, you must pray in the Spirit. If you don't use it, you lose it. Oh, glory. So where there's electricity, there's fuses. Amen? Proverbs 18. Some people have blown some fuses lately. Proverbs 18. Yes. Hallelujah. Proverbs 18. Verse 21. So we see here something very powerful. Life and, or death and life are in the what? In the power. In the power. It's not life and death is in the tongue. It's life and death is in the power of the tongue. Does everybody get it? So in the power of the tongue, in other words, whatever the source is of the tongue is power. So that source is either death or life that's coming out of your mouth. And those who love it will eat its fruit. So death and life is in the power of the tongue. So wherever the source is, whatever the power is coming. And Proverbs 15. Proverbs 15. Starting at verse 1. Let's speak it. Is everybody there? A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge rightly, but the mouth of fools pours forth foolishness. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good. A wholesome tongue is a tree of what? Life. So what's the source? Amen, Jesus. Why? Because it's you're eating from the tree of life. But perverseness in it breaks the spirit. A fool despises his father's instructions, but he who receives correction is prudent. In the house of the righteous there is much treasure, but in the revenue of the wicked is trouble. The lips of the wise disperse knowledge, but the heart of the fool does not do so. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. The way of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but he loves him who follows righteousness. Harsh discipline is for him who forsakes the way, and he who hates what? Correction. Wow. Look at hell and destruction are before the Lord, so much more the hearts of the sons of men. Snap. All of this was relating according to the tongue. The tongue. What's the source of your tongue? Amen. And James chapter 3. Verse 1. My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment. For we all stumble many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he's a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body. Indeed, we put bits in horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn their whole body. Look also at ships. Although they are so large and are driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder wherever the pilot desires. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindles. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature. And it is set on fire by what? Hell. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile or creature of the sea is tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no one can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. That's why you need tongues. It changes the source of where you speak. With it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. Does a spring send forth fresh water and bitter from the same opening? Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives, or a grapevine bear fruit figs? Thus no spring yields both salt water and fresh. Wow. So the source must be the tree of life. Amen. That's why it's so important, is when you get baptized in the Holy Spirit and you stay filled with the Holy Spirit. So in this we see that the tree of life, wholesome tongue, isn't it? The tongue needs to be ruled by the Holy Spirit, not by man. You can't rule your own tongue. Only the Holy Spirit can rule your tongue. That's why we surrender everything over to Him every day. The first thing we surrender to Him, we must exchange again. We've talked about this before. You must exchange your presence for His. Because your presence has an unruly tongue. Oh, hallelujah. The tongue needs to be ruled by the Holy Spirit by praying in your spiritual language. You can't cuss praying in tongues. You can't say anything wicked praying in tongues. Of course, nobody knows anything you're saying if you try to talk to them in tongues. Amen. You may be thinking something else and speaking in tongues to somebody, you know. You may be blessing them while you're doing thinking something else. Makata sina mokoya. In other words, you just said, idiot. But you didn't say that. You thought it. In the tongues, you blessed the socks off of them. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Hallelujah. Second Timothy chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God. That doesn't mean jump up and down and try and shake yourself. You know what I'm saying? Not that you can't stir yourself up by... You know, you stir up yourself, but you want to stir up the Spirit in you. Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift. Well, what's the gift? Tongues. Of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and sound mind. Now, this is phenomenal. What he just showed us, something powerful. Stirring up the gift of tongues, or stirring up the gift of revelation. Because he said something about sound mind. Amen? Fear and what else? Power. Power. So you stir up the gift of revelation by speaking in tongues to increase faith, which turns the switch on to revelation. Remember, faith is the currency of heaven. turns the switch on. And it is the connection to heaven. Now, one of the things that fear does is it blows a fuse. Fear blows the fuse to faith, leading to unbelief. Fear will always blow a fuse to faith, leading to unbelief. Amen? But praying in tongues sends a flame. It sets a flame, our new nature, to become a partaker of the divine nature as you're praying in the Spirit. Again, I'm talking about the gift of revelation by the Holy Spirit, which comes by praying in tongues. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. That's why many people drift and don't even know why. First Corinthians 4. Verses 1 through 5. You know, we are in such a powerful season right now. And again, there was a birthing on the September 23rd. And that birthing has brought in an arena, what we're calling the season of the return of the Messiah. We don't know how long that season is going to be. That could be 2 years, 3 years, or whatever. But Jesus was born on September 23rd, or on what we call the Feast of Trumpets. He was conceived in December, because the Jewish calendar represents when a life, when it's in conception. And when you begin to understand the Jewish calendar and all the feasts and everything that correlates with that and the parallels of it, it's phenomenal. But one of the things that the Holy Spirit revealed was that in this time, there will be a coming, the early and latter rain will start to increase. We'll be in a double portion time because of the early and latter rain is double portion. There'll be a double portion of anointing, there'll be a double portion of blessing, and there'll be a double portion of exposure. All of these things will begin to escalate. I don't know if I share with you, but I had a vision, and I was telling my wife about it, and I saw the Lord in this crowd. I don't know. I couldn't tell. It was just a crowd of people, and he went over and he picked up a baby, and it would look like a cartoon now. It turned into a cartoon now. It was this little bald-headed baby with, one squirrely hair up and with a diaper, you know. It was a cartoon. And this kid was screaming and kicking. And, man, he took that baby over there and he put the baby in timeout. Because I asked him, I said, what'd you do? He says, I'm putting the baby in timeout. I thought, you're putting the baby in timeout? He says, yes, guy. I'm putting evil and wickedness in timeout. Move while you can. Move while you can. And I thought, whoa, this is phenomenal. You know, the word says, seek the Lord when he may be found. Well, he's allowing himself to be found to those who truly are seekers. They're not entangled in the affairs of the world. See, there's a difference. There are those who are survivalists and those who are surrenders. Those who lean on the Lord and not on themselves. There you're going to find the separation of God's blessing and hand upon others compared to others that will be struggling. There will be a difference. Why? Because we are entering double portion. Amen? Amen. Oh, praise God. In verse 1, let's speak it. Let a man so consider us as what? Servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Well, mysteries are known as revelation. So when you see the mystery, it means because through the Spirit of God, by praying in tongues, you're releasing the gift of revelation. Why? Because you're increasing your faith. Faith is what connects to the revelations. Moreover, it is required in a steward that he be found what? Faithful. But with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by a human court. In fact, I don't even judge myself. For I know of nothing against myself, yet I am not justified by this. But he who judges me is the what? the Lord. Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord comes, who will both bring to light the hidden things of darkness and reveal the counsels of the heart. Then each one's praise will come from God. Wow. Each one's praise will come. The mysteries are revelations. We are stewards of the gift of revelations. Amen? We're in faith, which is the currency of heaven. Tongues unlocks the door. Does everybody get it? Tongues unlocks the door. It is the major key to all attributes of God, His plan, and anointing. I'm going to say it again. Tongues, by praying in tongues, it unlocks the door. And it is the major key to all of His attributes, His plans, and anointing. Gift of revelation. In 1 Corinthians 14. 1 Corinthians 14. Is everybody okay? Amen. You know, Paul said something. He said, man, I wish you all prayed in tongues as much as I did. How do you think he wrote all of his letters? In fact, he wrote about the understanding of the gift of tongues. He wrote about all the gifts. Think of all the things that Paul wrote about. By praying in tongues, he received revelation. Amen? It's like download. Poof. I was looking at it like the Matrix. Do you ever see it when they plug the thing in and somebody back of their head and they put in a computer? Whoa! I'm a pilot. Or pray in tongues. And you become a spiritual pilot. Glory. 1 Corinthians 14. I love to download. I love it. In verse 1, it says, pursue love, desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men but to God, for no one understands him. However, in the Spirit he speaks what? Mysteries or what? Revelations. But he who prophesies speaks edification and exhortation and comfort to men. He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church. I wish you all spoke with tongues, but even more that you prophesy, for he who prophesies is greater than he who speaks with tongues, unless indeed he what? Interprets, that the church may receive edification. Again, interpretation of tongues is prophecy. Edification is power. Everyone say edification. Edification is power. So he says, praying in tongues edifies yourself. In other words, you are being empowered. While you're speaking to God in an unknown tongue, praying at the speed of light, because you pray your common language, you pray at the speed of sound. There's a difference. You're praying the speed of light now. Edification is power while you're speaking to God in an unknown tongue, praying at the speed of light. He begins to download revelation or information pertaining to your life, your business, your ministries, and himself. Pertaining to what? Your life, your business, your ministries, and himself. Tongues is a mechanical operation that can be seen and heard. But it's producing an invisible power in the presence of God. Has everybody got it? It's like a mechanical operation that can be seen and heard, but producing within the invisible power and presence of God. In Romans 5, gift of revelation. That's why many people cannot interpret the Word of God correctly. Because interpretation comes by praying in tongues. So when you invite the Holy Spirit, no matter what you do, you pray in tongues. And He'll assist you. I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit taught me how to pray. I mean, taught me how to read. And I prayed in tongues. And then I would quote scripture. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And He would tell me, pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Then read. Pray in the Spirit. Then read. Pray in the Spirit and decree that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Well, what is Christ? It's the anointing. It's the power. Amen? Jesus, the Christ, Christ, the anointed one, and His anointing is power. Oh, hallelujah. Is everybody okay? Is everybody there? Romans 5, in verse 1. Praise God. Therefore, having been justified by what? Faith, which is the currency to heaven. Amen? It's a connector. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have what? Access by what? Faith. How do you have access by faith? Because faith is the what? Currency. Into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now hope does not what? Disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by who? The Holy Spirit who was given to us. For when we were still without strength, do you see the reference between strength and the Holy Spirit? Amen. In due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates His own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. In other words, love was poured out. Listen, the Word tells us that by praying in the Holy Spirit, love is poured out. Does everybody understand that? Praying in tongues, love is poured out. Why? Because perfect love casts out fear. And fear is what blows fuses to faith. Amen? 1 John chapter 4. And verse 17. Let's speak it. Love has been what? Perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in this world. Boy, we need revelation on that. As He is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If someone says, I love God and hates his brother, he's a liar. For he does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? Perfect love casts out fear that blows the fuse to faith. Must replace the fuses with God's love. Then unbelief is replaced by faith. Does everybody get that? Perfect perfect love casts out all fear that blows the fuse to faith. We must replace the fuses with God's love. Then unbelief is replaced by faith. And Jude and this is done by praying in the Spirit. People assume that praying in the Spirit is praying the Word. Somebody get it? Praying in the Spirit is not praying the Word. That's praying with the understanding. Does everybody get it? Not that the Word of God, backed by the anointing, is not producing light. Of course it is. Because God's words is what? Light. But it must be backed by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Jesus didn't really go out and preach until he was sealed by the Spirit of God. He was connected, empowered, as when a fullness came upon him. In the book of Jude, verse 14. Now Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about these men also, saying, behold, the Lord comes with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment on all, to convict all who are ungodly among them of all of their ungodly deeds, which they have committed in an ungodly way, and of all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are grumblers, complainers, walking according to their own lusts. They mouth great swelling words, flattering people to gain advantage. But you, beloved, remember the words which were spoken before by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how they told you that there would be mockers in the last time who would walk according to their own ungodly lust. These are sensual persons who cause divisions, not being baptized in the Holy Spirit. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit or praying in tongues, keeping yourselves what? In the love of God. That's that perfect love. Looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Again, love and faith and power come by praying in tongues. Amen. In Matthew 7. Matthew 7, verse 7. Hallelujah. You know, I know that praying in tongues is essential. And I know that praying the Word is essential. But praying the Word is also an area where you're feeding yourself. Man cannot live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Amen? So praying in the Spirit is drinking. Praying the Word is eating. Does everybody understand that? Just like praise and worship is drinking. Praying in tongues is drinking also. It's the same. But praying the Word is eating. In verse 7, is everybody there? Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it shall be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be open. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone, or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give good things to those who what? Ask him. Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, you also do to them, for this is the law of the prophets. Again, ask, seek, and knock in your spirit language is the key to the storehouses of God. It's the what? Key that unlocks the storehouses of God. See, you don't know, the word says that you don't know what you need to pray, but the Holy Spirit prays through you because he knows what you need. There's multiple things that happen while you pray in the Spirit. But your carnal mind wants to figure it all out. And your carnal mind is against you praying in the Spirit. He doesn't want you to, because he's the old man. He wants to maintain his presence and control. So as you seek, as you ask, seek, and knock in spirit language, which is the key that unlocks the storehouses of God. Ephesians 3. Is everybody all right? Ephesians 3 and 14. Somewhere around there. Let's see. Yeah, sounds good. Let's speak it. Is everybody there? Amen. Therefore, for this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man. And how are you going to do that? Pray in the Spirit. You're either going to worship or pray in the Spirit, aren't you? That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. Remember, praying in the Spirit is going to increase your faith. That you be rooted and grounded in love. Remember, it's going to increase love. It's perfect love, which casts out fear. May be able to comprehend interpretation with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge. That's mysteries. That's revelation. That you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Why? By praying in the Spirit, so many things are released to you. It will begin to overwhelm you. You will see better. You will hear better. You will have vision. Things will begin to happen. But the one thing is people begin to drift. They begin to rely on their own strength. And not in the strength of the Spirit. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly far above all we, what? Ask or think, according to the power that works in us. By what? Praying in the Spirit. To him be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus, to all generations forever and ever and ever and ever. Strength, power. Strength and power comes by praying in the Spirit, increases your faith, which is just a switch that turns on. It's the currency of heaven. Remember, perfect love casts out fear. So you don't blow fuses, man. Stop blowing fuses. Interpret the word and mysteries by the gift of revelation, praying in tongues. Increasing revelation knowledge. Empowering you to see, to hear, and to walk things through. So many times we want to give up. Discouragement comes. Pray in the Holy Spirit. You'll bust through. It's almost like, I'm going to take a Star Trek moment here. When you're praying in the Spirit, it's like opening up a vortex that you can walk through. So you're pushing back all the natural things, and you're pushing back the powers of darkness by praying in the Spirit. Does anybody understand that? This is just a portion, just a portion of the benefits by the greatest gifts from the Holy Spirit, your spiritual tongue, your spiritual language. This is just a portion of it. Just a portion. So I encourage you, as Paul said, I wish you all prayed as much as I did. Amen. Don't give up. Bust through. Again, it's like kickstarting a Harley as you start. Don't let it throw you over the handlebars. Amen? Just keep kicking and still let go. And then all of a sudden, like it's a mechanical operation with invisible attributes to it. Amen? Because the enemy's always going to try to say, ain't nothing happening. Man, you don't feel nothing either. It ain't about a feeling. I think that's why many people don't pray in the Spirit enough, because they're waiting for a feeling. It's not about a feeling. Things are happening on the other side. You have no idea. God is snaring your enemies. He's kicking butt. All kinds of things. Angels are being dispatched all over the place. Don't quit. And if you haven't received tongue yet, go get it. That's a promise for everyone. Just open your mouth by faith. I don't care if it's two syllables. Repeat them until you get more. I've heard people do a yabba-dabba-dooey, you know. Until that language busts out. Why? Because they're doing it by faith. Although Dino shows up, you know, but. You just cast out Dean on your call. Pray in the Spirit and also pray with the understanding. Amen? Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed because the joy of the Lord is our strength. And peace, joy, and righteousness in the Holy Spirit by praying in the Spirit. So, Lord, let us not quit, but let us endure in the Spirit by praying in the Spirit with the gift of revelation to each and every one in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen? Amen. Hallelujah.